The Kenyan military is keeping a tight grip on the town of Garissa after the April 2nd terror attack. Garissa County is under a nighttime curfew, along with three other counties frequently threatened by al-Shabaab. Garissa has seen sporadic bomb and grenade attacks in recent years, blamed on the Somali militants, but nothing of this magnitude. At Garissa Hospital, student survivors recount gruesome stories of a day of horror. One student, Quentin Anyango, says she was just getting up for an early study session when the attack began.
When I moved out, I saw other three strange people with a gun. I stood for a moment, then from there I decided not to go back to the hostel, but to look for somewhere where I can hide safely.
She hid the entire day, listening to the gunshots as her classmates were executed in a nearby lecture hall. She will go back to school someday, she says, just not here.
If it is Garissa, I don't see me coming back. Kamani, if it is anywhere apart from Garissa, I will continue with my education. Yeah.
Al-Shabaab said the attack was retaliation for Kenya's mistreatment of Muslims as well as its role in Somalia. But Muslim residents have been quick to condemn the terrorist group. Some local leaders have even called for Somali refugees living nearby to be sent back. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, in an address to the nation Saturday, said terrorists are plotting their attacks from within Kenya and promised a swift crackdown on those responsible.
We will not allow them to continue their lives as normal. The full force of the law will be brought to bear with even greater intensity than has been the case in previous years.
Meantime, victims of the attack are still looking for answers. At an accounting center in Garissa, workers keep track of which students out of more than 800 at Garissa University have been identified, dead or alive. David Muchiri, an instructor at a nearby college, has been poring through the lists and fielding calls from the worried parents of students still missing.
Well, it's traumatizing, I must say. It is really hitting us, even as people, as the neighbors of the university. We are really feeling touched because we don't know what could happen to us. Maybe we are next, we don't know.
The trauma of the attack will resonate in Garissa and towns across Kenya for some time, and any future retaliation by the government may only add to the tension. Communities here can only try their best to hold themselves together despite the forces trying to tear them apart. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Garissa, Kenya.